Thank you, Kev. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Non-League Show. I'm Cliff Pledge, and on the show this week, we'll have all the scores and tables, as always, including finding out how Havant and Waterloo and Basingstoke got on a Hampshire derby on the road to Wembley. The show this week comes from Wesley Park, where I'm grateful Havant and Waterloo FC have left the one light on for me at the back of the grandstand so I can see what I'm doing for the next half hour. You may be able to hear, as the show goes on, the wind and rain, which of course has lashed a lot of the south, a lot of the country today, and probably affected a lot of the football matches we've seen. It's certainly affected the quality here, but certainly not the excitement. It was a very end-to-end game between two sides struggling in their leagues, but doing well in cup competitions. The Hawks made four changes today. Brian Stock coming back from injury to captain the side. And off the subs bench, Lee Molyneux, Ben Swallow and James Hayter. It was also the first game in charge for Basingstoke's Michael Jilks after Jason Bristow resigned as manager this week. He made three changes in giving debuts to two teenage defenders, Dom Hyam on loan from Reading and Callum Buckley on loan from the Cherries. Well, a game of so many chances, if I really went through them all, we'd take up a lot of the show, so I'll try to be as quick as I can. But the Hawks scored with the first chance of the game, James Hayter slotting home Ben Swallow. Cross within seconds at the other end. Callum Buckley shot wide when perhaps he shouldn't on his debut. Amongst the other chances, Matt Patterson had a shot well saved by Aaron Howe's outstretched boot, and Nick Ciardini had a couple of efforts as well. Then a penalty. Dan Strugnell adjudged to have fouled Simon Dunn in the penalty area. The slightest of touches, Dunn went down. Spot kick given, and Leon Enver Moran belted it home, his fifth of the season. Matt Patterson had some chances, and so did Basingstoke. It was a surprise there were only two goals in the first half. At the start of the second, Simon Dunn had a great run, super shot, and a wonderful save tipped over by Ryan Young. And then Ben Swallow went close. His cross was headed wide, actually, by James Hayter. Good chance for Hayter. Swerving shot from Scott Donnelly, palmed away by the keeper. Matt Patterson jumped to volley over. The winning goal came with 10 minutes to go. Ben Swallow, an influential player throughout the game, what I think is his first of the season as well, a curling shot from the edge of the box, which beat the keeper and went into the corner of the net, bringing the house down. And from then, Havant and Waterlooville held on to get through. They banked £4,000. Attendance today, a little disappointing at 277. But Wesley Park, Havant and Waterlooville 2, Basingstoke Town 1. After the game, I spoke to both the managers, starting with the Hawks boss, Lee Bradbury.
I'm pleased with the performance. We worked hard from the first minute to the last, and I think deserved victory in the end. You know, on another day, could have won by a couple of more, and we had some good chances in the game. But it was an end-to-end game. It was a good Hampshire derby. Spoiled a little bit by the conditions, but I think overall pleased with the result and the performance.
Nice winning goal from Ben Swallow.
Yeah, good performance from Ben all round, really. I think he showed some good quality, and we changed formation in the second half and asked him to play a bit of a different role to what he's used to. But he made the most of that and was really effective.
And it's always nice when you score on your first attack. Early in the game, James Hayter slotting one home from a Swallow cross.
Yeah, no, really good bit of play. Played out from the keeper, and good bit of movement that we worked on in training. Overlap and a cutback and James does what he does best, you know, one chance and a goal. Good little finish, side foot into the bottom corner and set us off on the front foot.
It was one of those sort of end-to-end games where it's almost a surprise there are only three goals, really.
Yeah, certainly. Well, we had three or four good chances as well on top of what we scored. You know, a couple of one-on-ones, a couple of cutbacks that we've hit over the bar. But and to be fair to them and us, I think we all threw our bodies on the line today to try and stop the goals. And it was through good defending, there probably wasn't more goals.
£4,000 banked today, very nice.
Always helps, Cliff, you know, at this stage of the season. We haven't had a fantastic season so far, up and down. But, you know, a win's a win. And if you're getting £4,000 for it as well in the bank, it helps.
Warren Cummings had to be helped off the pitch, injured and substituted. How is he?
Yeah, he's injured his knee. He's got his foot stuck in the mud a little bit, and he looks like he might be out for a couple of weeks. He's actually suspended for three games now, so hopefully he can recover in that suspension time and be available after that.
I was going to say, because the last thing you wanted, I suppose that counterbalances it, but the last thing you wanted is to be is short in defence going into the next few games.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's been our story of our season this year. We've had Harris being out for the whole season. He's just had an operation, and Brian Dutton out for 6-7 weeks at the start of the season. You know, our two centre halves that have played there for the last 2 years for me, and they've been solid. We've had to chop and change a little bit by playing people out of position, but you know, that's we are where we are. But I've been pleased recently, especially against the Oxford game and Maidenhead game, and again today that we defended well.
A draw comes up on Monday, I assume, for the first round proper, where the National League Premier sides come in. Would you like to avoid the big teams or have a bigger occasion? What would you like?
I'd like to get as far as I can. So, you know, home time would be good. I think, you know, it's always nice to play at home, and you always have the advantage then. I think it's the mindset of the players today was great. And the fans, you know, got behind the players today, and that always makes a big difference.
Lee Bradbury speaking after having a Waterloo beat Basingstoke Town 2-1 here at Wesley Park in the FA Trophy third qualifying round. Well, in the dugout for the very first time was the new Dragons manager, Michael Jilks. I asked him for his perspective on Basingstoke's loss.
Very entertaining game. In the end, it could have gone either way. And to be fair, haven't scored a really good goal to win it. So, got no complaints, really.
Your team had the chances, though, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not going to make excuses. I thought once we got a goal and got back into the game, we totally dominated possession and football in the first half, and maybe half-time came a little too soon for us. I thought Havant came out in the second half, had a better shape to him and had better ball retention. But the amount of times we broke and got away in one-on-one situations and just to keep it to beat, and we didn't even get shots off in the end. That was very disappointing for us. And at 1-1, you know, you get that goal, you take the momentum, but we didn't score, and haven't did, so that's the difference.
I suppose the conditions didn't help today. In fact, despite of them, it was entertaining, but I guess it's not easy to play out there.
No, it was very difficult for both sides. I think both players gave it their all. The conditions were very difficult, but I think both teams dealt with it as well as they could. You still saw some good football, people trying to play it about. I mean, it did seem like our players slipped a lot more at critical times, which was unfortunate, but I've got no complaints.
Your first experience as a manager, how did you find that?
I enjoyed it, but, you know, you can't enjoy anything too much if you don't win the game. You know, I'd take the result today. That's what it's really about. The performance was better, but we didn't get the result. So, disappointed we haven't won. There's lots of positives because we definitely created many chances. We need to put them in the net.
Basingstoke are bottom of the National League South. Obviously, last season the team got to the playoffs, which is largely the same team. It's a job that's got to be done to save the Dragons from their predicament, isn't it?
Well, you just made a good point. You know, largely the same team, and it's been proven at the moment that the team ain't good enough. So we need to improve, get some players in, and start getting some positive results.
And personally, I think it's nice Jason Bristow remains with the club as academy manager, a bit like what they've done here at Havant and Waterlooville, retaining Sean Gale. They call him Mr. Basingstoke. It's nice he's still involved, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%. Jason will always be involved at Basingstoke Town. You know, he's got a big part to play from now to the end of the season and beyond. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, there are many things that's very strange in football, you know, but he's with us today, and he'll be with us throughout a number of games through to the end of the season.
That's Michael Jilks speaking after Basingstoke lost 2-1 here this afternoon to Havant and Waterlooville. Gosport Borough were eliminated today, losing 2-1 away to Cirencester Town, aside from the league below. The Southern Premier, 18th position, Gosport 5th in National South, so a surprise from the Centurions at the Corinium Stadium. Charlie Griffin scored two early goals for them, one of them a diving head after being set up by Ross Langworthy, the ex-Gosport player. Brett Pope did pull a goal back for Gosport, but Borough, who'd won four in a row, going out this afternoon at Cirencester Town. I did try and get hold of Alex Pike this evening. Maybe we'll have him on another non-league show soon. Weymouth also out, losing 1-0 at Hemel Hempstead Town. They were away to a team from a higher division. And according to the Twitter feed of the Terriers, the game was all the Terriers. But Hemel scoring in the 12th minute, and then despite their captain getting a red card, doing just enough to get through to the first round proper. Gosport Borough have a community day on next Saturday. The Aerial Direct Community Day, the club are distributing over 3,000 tickets. Yesterday some were still left. If there's still some left and you want to apply, check out the club website. And in midweek, Gosport on Monday go to Wealdstone. On Tuesday, Basingstoke home to Dartford. Also on Tuesday in the Portsmouth Senior Cup, Avon and Waterlooville going away to United Services Portsmouth. Elsewhere in the FA Trophy, Bognor Regis caused a surprise, beating Bath City 1-0 with Jason Pryor's last-minute goal. They play in a lower division, and also sides from lower divisions getting through: Dulwich Hamlet, who beat Margate by 2-1, and Tilbury, who beat Bishop Stortford 3-0. Some other scores from the southern section: Maidenhead 4, Biddeford 0, Hungerford 3, Thamesmead 0, Oxford City 6, Marlow 3, Bradley Bubb with a couple of goals there, Met Police 0, Wealdstone 2, Dartford 1, Whitehawk 2, Concord 3, Sutton 1, Frewman Chesham shared a 1-1 draw and will have to replay. Truro winning 3-0 away to Kingstonian. Ebbsfleet getting through, beating Molesey by 4-1. This is the non-league show on BBC Radio Solent. Well, Eastleigh had the opportunity today to get back in playoff positions for the National League and get back to winning ways as well. They were home to Southport side, who were in the relegation zone. 1,755 were at the Silver Lake Arena for an early kickoff and for a debut for Robbie Wilmot, who came off the bench. For a story of the afternoon, here's Ian Wilding.
Well, it wasn't particularly pretty, but Eastleigh dug deep to beat Southport 1-0. Midfielder Andy Drury was as cool as you like with 6 minutes to go to slot home. The Spitfires are back as well after last weekend's defeat to Grimsby. It was a slow-tempoed match at times despite a frantic first 10 minutes. Payne and Midson came close while Drury had the ball in the net in the first half, but it was disallowed. All that happened in the first 10 minutes. As the match wore on, the Southport defence tired a little. New loan signing Robbie Wilmot came on in the second half and caused a defence problems. The goal came from the right-hand side as well, and from then on, Eastleigh looked comfortable. It's the fifth meeting between these two sides in 14 months. Eastleigh have won four, and Southport are the first side Eastleigh have done the double over this season, and hopefully many more to come. It finished at the Silver Lake for a 12:30 kickoff. Eastleigh 1, Southport 0.
And I mentioned that Robbie Wilmot had come off the bench to make a debut. They're a new signing on loan from Ebbsfleet. The winger, after the game, spoke with Ian Wilding.
So, Robbie, a pretty decent debut. Came on and got a 1-0 win as well.
Yeah, no, it couldn't have gone better, to be honest. I just wanted to come here and, you know, help the team to look success. I spoke to the gaffer on Thursday when I signed, and he just said the team are looking to be successful this year. So that's what I've come in. I want to be successful, so that's why I'm here.
How pleased were you with your contributions second half, last 15 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I was happy I got the ball, tried to play with a lot of width. But yeah, in a whole, I was obviously pleased, and hopefully with some more game time, I'll be able to show a bit more.
What's the last few days been like for you? Because I can imagine it's been a bit all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit testing. There's been loans gone that haven't gone through. There's been permanent moves that haven't gone through. And then Eastleigh come calling on Thursday, and to be honest, I signed after training. There was a deadline, and you know, I'd obviously signed before the deadline, but it's a great place to come and play my football.
When did you first find out about the interest from Eastleigh?
About 10 o'clock Thursday morning. I had a training session to think it over. To be honest, it's an easy decision. You look at the table, you look at the club, and you look at the players that we've got. It's an easy decision for me to make.
What do you make of the ability as well on the training ground? Because there's an awful lot of decent players with Football League experience.
I haven't been on the training ground yet. I signed at Ebbsfleet on Thursday. So, yeah. But I mean, I know the calibre of the players. I played against them, and I mean, to play with some of these players, it's great. You're obviously going to better yourself, and coming to a place like this, you know, I'm just looking to help the team succeed. I've come for a month, and I mean, who knows what can happen after that month.
Yeah. As far as the match is concerned, it was a tough old game, but you dug deep, didn't you, to get the result in the end?
Yeah, I mean, we had a few chances in the first half, but a few that we should have put away, and even in the second half, and it could have turned into one of the games that, you know, it could have just scrapped out a 0-0, but we've got players, I've learned here today that we've got players who can dig deep and, you know, can get wins out of nothing.
And a good finish as well, wasn't it, from Drury, right near the end?
Yeah, I mean, I played against him a few times, so I know what quality he's got. Yeah, it's a great finish by him, and he's got us the 3 points.
And you're a man, you've been promoted from this league with Newport. What does it take, do you think? What do the ingredients do you need to get out of this league?
It takes a real togetherness from the boys. You can't have no bad characters in the group. And you have to get a lot of consistent results. You've got to go on runs that get you them points. You can have a blip here and there, but the consistent runs, if you get 5, 6, 7 games in a row, it puts you right up there. Yeah.
And obviously you've played in the Football League, you've been to Ebbsfleet in the Conference South. What's it been like as far as ability is concerned? Obviously you must have noticed a bit of a difference between the two.
Yeah, but the ability of the team isn't bad. I mean, they've got some good players there. But the ability, the standard of the league, it was hard for me to grasp. The coming out of the league and dropping that low was hard. But no, I'm not sure of my situation. I don't know if I'm going back. I don't know what's happening. So I read in his when I left that he was looking for rejuvenated Robbie Wilmot. And you know, it's a tough situation to be in at this stage of the season. So you know.
But keeping in performances like that last 15 minutes and you'll be OK, will you?
Yeah, I mean, keep trying to better my performances each week and be consistent. I'm hoping that something can come of it.
That's Robbie Wilmot, the latest Spitfires acquisition, speaking after Eastleigh beat Southport by a goal to nil. Andy Drury scoring that goal with 6 minutes to go. A four-figure crowd at Aldershot to see the Shots take on the leaders Cheltenham. Harry Pell, one of the scorers for the visitors Cheltenham, winning by 2-0. Barrow 2, Woking 1. Boreham Wood 0, Tranmere 0. Braintree 0, Torquay 0. Halifax 4, Dover 2. A good win for Halifax, who started the day bottom of the table. 3 sent off at the New Lawn, where it finished Forest Green 2, Altrincham 0. A late own goal at Gateshead. It finished 1-0 at home to Chester. A win for Gateshead. Grimsby 1, Kidderminster 0. Patrick Armand, who scored the winning goal against Eastleigh last week, was at it again. Guiseley 2, Bromley 0. Lincoln City 1, Welling 1. Wrexham 2, Macclesfield 3. Cheltenham lead the table this evening with 47 points, a point ahead of Forest Green on 46. Then come Grimsby on 42. In fourth place, the teams fourth, fifth and sixth all have 40 points. So fourth place, Lincoln, ahead of Eastleigh on goal difference. Eastleigh up to fifth, back in a playoff position. Dover down to sixth, outside a playoff position. They all have 40 points. Aldershot, 17th position tonight with 26 points. Halifax off the bottom with 16 points. Kidderminster now on the bottom with 14. Also in the National League relegation zone this evening, Torquay with 17 points and Southport with 18 points.
This Christmas, there are lots of ways to treat your loved ones. You could feed them an endless supply of mince pies.
And a couple of indigestion tablets.
You could buy them a classic Christmas film to watch,
knowing full well they'll fall asleep 10 minutes into it.
Or you could treat them to a digital radio.
Along with all their usual stations, they'll be able to listen to 6 extra national BBC stations and BBC Radio Solent, of course. So enough of the mince pies, hey?
If you love radio, go digital. Search online for BBC Digital Radio.
This is the non-league show live from Westleigh Park. I'm Cliff Bledge. Poole Town, top of the Southern League Premier Division, went to Kettering today. The game survived a couple of pitch inspections, one last night and one this morning. And Kettering, a big club for the division, had signed about 6 players this week. Poole Town conceded a penalty on 17 minutes when Nick Hutchins gave away a foul. Then he needed 5 minutes worth of treatment before making a double save to keep the spot kick out. But Carvalho scored the winning goal for Kettering with 24 minutes to go. Kettering 1, Poole Town 0. Dorchester, well, they went away on their travels to Histon and won by a goal to nil thanks to Liam Sayers' volley. After the game, I asked the player manager of Dorch, Mark Germain, for his thoughts on his afternoon work.
Yeah, definitely. I think the first half display was in very windy conditions on a very bobbly surface. I felt that we did well in the first half. Managed to get one goal and take the lead into half time. Second half a little bit disappointing for me because we weren't able to capitalise on some very good chances. We had a couple cleared off the line, hit the crossbar, a couple of one-on-ones which we weren't able to score today. But nevertheless, 1-0 victory away from home. And after the result against Poole in the week where they lost 7-0, I think it was always going to be a tough test for today because they were going to be so defensively dug in that it would have been hard to break them down. And I think you've got to give credit to them as well today. And I don't mean that derogatory, I just mean it that they really did fight today, fight for the cause and for us. I'm just glad to come away with the win.
A win and a clean sheet, always good. Tell us about the goal today, please.
We had some good work down the right-hand side. I think Bradley Tarbuck crossed deep to the far post. Liam Sayers pulled off at the back stick and dropped half volley straight into the top left-hand corner. So a very good finish. Liam Sayers is on loan to us from Portsmouth, so he's one to watch for the future. And in coming into a young group as it is, I think Liam's 17 as well. So it was a pleasure today. Really worked hard, dug deep for the team. Defensively as well as getting forward, he did everything that we asked. So very good performance.
I haven't seen today's team sheet. Were you involved? Were you in the midfield?
Yeah. I had to drag myself back in today. First time for a couple of weeks, but played in front of the back four today just to provide that little bit of protection, because in recent weeks we have been broken down off the back of the midfield, not directly through the middle of it, but just we've been beaten by balls being threaded in between the lines. So I just felt today was a game away from home that I just wanted to make sure that we were as strong as possible, really.
Oh, well done, and safe journey home. Thanks for joining us on the non-league show this evening.
Thanks very much. Good evening, Cliff.
Mark Germain. Other scores in the Southern League Premier Division this evening: Biggleswade 4, Bedworth 1, Chippenham 4, Dunstable 1, Redditch 1, St Neots 1, and Stratford 4, Poulton Rovers 0. The Southern League website tonight shows a table with Poole Town still top with 46 points from 22 games. And they have got an 8-point cushion above second place Leamington, who have 2 games in hand. Leamington have 38 points. Third place Redditch also have 38 points. Then come Chippenham in fourth place with 37 points. And Hungerford in fifth place with 37 points. So they're very tightly bunched. Weymouth are in sixth position with 34 points. They didn't play in that competition today. They went out of the trophy. They've got 2 games in hand to get those 3 points back up. And Dorchester, ninth position with 31 points. So that's 6 off the playoffs. The bottom 4, Bedworth, Poulton Rovers, Biddeford and Frome. And our Dorset sides from the Southern League in action in midweek in the Dorset Senior Cup. Fixtures on Tuesday: Poole Town at home to Sherborne, Dorchester going away to Portland, Gillingham Town at home to Hamworthy United as well. And then on Wednesday, Weymouth go to Verwood. All those games, weather permitting, of course. You'll be very wise to check those before you set out anywhere. In the Southern League, South and West Division, this evening, Winchester City are up to second in the table after winning 4-2 away to Bridgewater. Zach Glasspool with 2 headed goals and another goal from Jamie Barron and one from their goal machine, Warren Bentley. That was our featured game last week, Winchester City and Tiverton, which was goalless. They're back to what they do best, scoring lots of goals and winning games, winning 4-2 away to Bridgewater. AFC Totten 0, Taunton Town 2. 229 at Testwood, goals in the 40th and 56th minute, giving the visitors the lead. And I've got to take my hats off to the Stags fans. They're still top of the attendances on average, or they were before today, with an average of 264. That's despite being near the foot of the table. They're still the best supported side in Southern League South and West Division. Wimborne 1, Shortwood 4. They were 3-0 down before Morgan Turner pulled a goal back at Cuthbury. The last game in charge for the caretaker managers, Paul Roast and John Macy. They've played 4 and 1-2. New manager, Simon Brown. I was in communication with him today. He's going to be taking over, meeting the players at training on Monday evening. His first game will be at Winchester on Wednesday. Bashley also have a new manager, Tom Prodomo. But Bashley losing 10-1 at home to Cinderford, 7-0 down at half-time. Dan Mayer scoring the consolation for the Bash. 70 fans at Bashley Road. A minute silence for Steve Poupard, the lifetime supporter, steward and great friend of the club as well. The tweets that Bashley sent out on full-time when they lost 10-1, full-time at last, glad that's over. Although the new manager, Tom Prodomo, told me this morning he is excited about what is a very big challenge that he faces. Other scores in the division: Burnham 1, Mangotsfield 1, Didcot 5, Larkhall 1, Slimbridge 1, Wantage 2, Swindon Supermarine 2, Banbury 2 and Tiverton 2, North Lee 1. Winchester City at home to Wimborne on Wednesday, and the table has Cinderford top with 43 points. Winchester City in second place with 37 points. They climb up to second above Tiverton, who were held. Sorry, Tiverton won. Made a mistake there. They both got 37 points. Winchester second with 37. Tiverton third with 37. Goal difference in City's favour. Then come North Lee on 36 points. And it's North Lee who Winchester have climbed above. They dropped to fourth. Banbury in fifth position with 34 points. AFC Totten, they're 16th tonight with 20 points. Wimborne 19th with 17 points. There's three teams below them. Burnham with 16 points. Bridgewater in the relegation zone with 14 points. And Bashley with 0 points. Wimborne then 3 points above the relegation zone. Good luck to new manager Simon Brown meeting the players for the first time tomorrow. Southern League Central Division. Petersfield Town took on AFC Rushton and Diamonds today. On their website, Petersfield called their visitors the champions elect. It was 15th against 2nd, and Rushton Diamonds won what sounded like an eventful game, 1-0 with a goal in the 88th minute. But following the game online, it seemed that Petersfield had chances to have got something from that game. 130 at Love Lane. And Fleet Town scored a goal today at Ware Town thanks to their player manager Craig Davis, but they lost by 6-1. It's on Tuesday, the 1st, this Tuesday, that Fleet take on Petersfield in a Hampshire derby. Alsea 0, Northwood 1, Aylesbury United 1, Potters Bar 0, Beaconsfield 1, Barton 1, Chalfont 3, Hamwell 0, Egham 1, Aylesbury 0, Godalming 2, Leighton 2, North Greenford and Bedford abandoned due to a serious medical emergency. And St Ives, the leaders 2, Kings Langley 0, Petersfield 15th with 20 points, Fleet 20th with 15 points. In the Wessex League, Salisbury pull clear at the top, beating team 6-1 at Follands. Sam Wilson with a hat-trick. Also, Oldsford 1, Cowes 2, Bemerton 2, Andover 1, Blackfield and Langley 0, Moneyfields 1, Fareham and Bournemouth postponed, Hamworthy 0, Portchester 3, Lymington Town 3, Fawley 3, Scholing 3, Team Solent 1, Dan Mason with a brace for the boatman, Verwood 0, Newport 1, Whitchurch 3, Brockenhurst 0. In Division 1, the game at the top was postponed, Amesbury and Portland. It finished Downton 0, Andover New Street 1, East Cowes 0, Laverstock and Ford 2, Fleet Spurs 0, Hythe and Dibden 2, New Milton 1, Alton Town 2, Romsey Town 0, Christchurch 2, Tottenham Ealing 3, US Portsmouth 4. In the League Cup, Stoneham, AFC Stoneham 0, Ringwood Town 2. And in the Western League, Bridport 4, Halland 3, Sherborne 1, Bristol Manor Farm 2. And with the rest of the day's scores, here's Kane Reeves.
Thank you very much, Cliff. We'll start with the Hampshire Premier League. It finished Fleetlands and Clanfield. Their game was postponed earlier today. Hamble Club 3, Baffin Milton Rovers 1, Headley United 2, QK Southampton 0, Hedge End Rangers 1, Colden Common 0, Loxheath 1, Bush Hill 3, Otterbourne 4, Liphook United 0, Overton United 2, Stockbridge 1, and Paul's Grove 2, Winchester Castle 0. It leaves the table looking like this. Hamble Club are top on 46 points. Behind them in second, Otterbourne, they're on 42 points. Having a look at the Dorset Premier League, it finished Blandford United 1, Westland Sports 1, Cranbourne FC 0, South Cheriton United 4, Holt United 0, Merley Cobham Sports 3, Parley Sports 2, Balty Sports 0, Wareham Rangers 2, Hamworthy United 6, Blandford United 3, Balty Sports 3, And looking at the table, Merley Cobham Sports are top, Hamworthy second, Merley on 34 points and Hamworthy on 31.
Thank you, Kane Reeves. Also a shout out for Alton Town. The final game at the Bass Sports Ground is next Saturday when they're home to East Cowes, and the following Saturday home to Stoneham will be the first game at their new stadium. Thank you for joining us on the non-league show this evening. Thanks to Ian Wilding out watching Eastleigh climb back into the playoff positions with a win against Southport. Our headlines: Haven and Waterlooville go through in the FA Trophy, knocking out Basingstoke in an exciting Hampshire derby. Gosport, Borough and Weymouth go out. In the Southern League, there are wins for Dorchester and Weymouth. I'm Cliff Pledge. Thank you for joining us this evening on the Non-League Show. Next on BBC Radio Solent is Richard Latto with Stereo Underground.